you. We have another quiz. But this time about welcoming people in church and the experiences that you have had when you have either been here at Sheldon Road or worshipped at other churches. So on your tables there is a slip of paper. There are three questions. Please, again in groups, please only look at one question. You can choose whichever one you want. A couple of minutes, and if you'd like to say something as a result of your discussions, then we can do so. Okay? You're not exempt, you know. You're not exempt. You're not exempt.
Oh, I am. I'm an exemption all the time.
Oh,
one exception at least. Do you want me to do mine?
No, I'm okay. Thank you. Sure. Okay. Anyone would like to say anything? Oh, still talking. No, everyone, I think I'll go home. Everyone's still chatting. Okay, shall we round up our discussions?
Yes.
Who looked at question one? Would anyone like to say anything about question one? Yeah, any comments? Would you like to say anything?
Question two.
Oh, well, okay, well, let's go on to question two. Your question one, yeah. Yes.
We were fortunate in that my friend Bart. I can't remember what I said then. We were fortunate in that my friend Barbara came this morning so we could welcome her.
Oh, excellent.
As a group. We welcomed her.
Oh, that's lovely.
And the experience was all good.
Yes. Can I ask you what your experience was?
It was lovely. It was just an old friend, but I've made lots more. Thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. Good. Did anyone look at question two? I think, Jeff, you looked at question two.
Right, okay, so question two then. There is the hospitality team for a start on the door. There's offering coffee to people as they come in, and biscuits these days as well, I see, which is really good, yes.
And, of course, yes. you enjoy eating, you and Anne.
Well, we do just at meal times, yes. Yes, and also there are various leaflets about church services and events. There's also the Saturday meals, which we start in October as well.
Absolutely,
yeah. Of hospitality. And if there's someone new to the church, people do seem to gravitate towards them in the service or just after the service. So there's quite a few ways that hospitality happens.
Okay, lovely. Thank you, Jeff. Did anyone look at question three? Yes, Helen?
I've shared this before here, so you'll be familiar. It's such a good story, it's worth sharing again. So it's about experiencing hospitality. It's not even my own experience. It's what happened to my sister. She was on holiday, I think in Cornwall. She'd been in a tent. She had a terrible storm. She got soaking wet. She was determined to go to church. Turned up at church, welcome team on the door. The first question was, oh, you were here on holiday, you're having a lovely time, sorry about the weather. And she poured out the story of the disaster tent that collapsed in the night. And the person on the door said, I've got a static caravan in my back garden. You can have the rest of the week in that. What That's hospitality nice. That was.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. We're now going to have our two Bible readings, one from Genesis and the other one from Matthew. And I will, they're very short, and I will read both of them. So, the first reading is from Genesis 18, verses 2 to 5. Abraham was sitting by his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." And so they said, "Do as you have said." The second reading is taken from Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. Oh, and by the way, I've been reading from the New Revised Standard Version. "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous man in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly, I tell you, none of these will lose their rewards." And obviously, these are the words of Jesus. So, the theology of welcome. I was starting to reflect on the two passages before last Sunday morning service, but you'll recall that at last Sunday morning service, one of our newer members, Paul, gave a testimony as to how welcomed he felt in the church. And I was so touched by what he said, and it was really lovely to hear such words from a new member of the church. And of course, The other thing that has happened over the last year is our Meals with Jesus, where we've welcomed people into our homes. And Ruth mentioned, you know, what's the first thing that you do when you welcome someone into your home? Well, many people will welcome people in and provide them with food. And it is so lovely to be able to share. And those Meals with Jesus were really lovely. And that was when I first met Paul at Anna's house. And it was a lovely time to welcome people, but also to be able to share and to get to know new people and to share in the fellowship of the Lord. However, some of us have had not so good experiences, and sometimes you have some really good experiences. And I was reflecting on good and bad experiences of welcomes into the church. And one good one was Adrian and I went to Norwich. We have friends in Norwich, and we regularly visit the city. And on this occasion, we went into a city church, which was a a student-led church. And there were lots of people. There was lots of young people. And it was vibrant, and after the service around Freshers' Week, so there were a lot of new people, a lot of new young people coming into the church, and there was a vibrancy. And at the end of the service, someone of our age group came and welcomed us, and she was absolutely lovely, and she was really welcome. And it turned out that she was the pastor's wife. I think it was a Baptist church or a free church, I'm not quite sure. But the joy of being welcomed personally by one person was truly amazing. And I still remember the service, and I also remember the welcome of this particular person. Sadly, we've had some not so good experiences going into churches, and we like to worship in different churches if we're away on a Sunday. But sadly, there are churches in another part of this circuit, I won't mention names, where I have been, and I have felt as a local preacher, have felt quite frosty reception. Maybe it was the sermon, but at the beginning, and I just felt really unwelcomed, and it's really sad, because for someone who, you know, who worships regularly, you know, okay, you have some good welcomes and not so good welcomes, but for someone to walk into a church for the first time in 20 years or the first time in 30 years, it can be quite daunting. And if you have a bit of a frosty reception, it's a bit of a deterrent to come back. So welcoming people into the church is really, really important. So let's look at the two texts. When reading the New Testament, there are few things that are more important in Jesus' life than to develop and practice that theology of welcome. And the welcome and hospitality clearly defines Jesus' mission and his ministry. And many of the narratives found in the gospel centers around Jesus' teachings about what is meant to welcome someone, to include him or her, to show hospitality. Before there was healing, there was welcome. Before there was a miracle, there was welcome. Jesus welcomed sinners and outcasts to join him at the table. He welcomed little children those considered by the culture of the day to be invisible, and he welcomed them to come to him. And he also welcomed the women in his life, who, as we know, the status of women at that point was quite different to what it is now. Welcome them to sit with him and discuss issues of importance. And the theme of welcome and hospitality is also woven into and through the Old Testament, like the unbreakable thread that holds people of faith from generation to generation. And an example of that is the Genesis reading about Abraham. The Lord appeared to Abraham while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. And that's interesting. That links up with what you said, Helen, about, the welcome and the theme of the tent. He looked up and saw three men standing by. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bow down to the ground. And he said, "If I found favor in your eyes, Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me give you something to eat so that you can refresh and then go on your way." And of course, the theme of food, welcoming people to eat, and the theme of water. Now, Ruth mentioned earlier about what you do when you invite someone in. We still have the offer of food. We don't offer to give water for people to wash their feet, bearing in mind the climate that we live in. But the theme of offering water to drink. Sometimes I've seen people's boots or shoes and said, please remove them before you come in. It's the general theme of welcoming through food and through the offer of a refreshment, either refreshing your feet or refreshing your body. At some point in time, each of us have been the one looking for welcome. When we've moved house, when we started a new job, when we come to a new place of worship. And from Genesis to Revelation, there are many, many narratives of welcome. And I will give you a couple of examples. Hebrews 13, verse 2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for some have entertained angels without knowing it. 1 Peter 4. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Acts. Paul arrives in Malta, describes his welcome. He said, the islanders showed us unusual kindness. Since it had begun to rain and was cold, they kindled a fire and welcomed us all around. And another point of welcome, of course, is lighting the fire. Now, I know that few people now have open fires or wood-burning stoves, but if someone comes to the door and your house is cold, then normally you would turn the heating on as well. So same idea of warmth within the house. And Romans 12, let love be genuine. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honour, rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of saints, extend hospitality to strangers. And then finally, Matthew 10, the verses that I've just read could not be clearer and convey the teaching of Jesus, which is, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever the one who, and So whoever welcomes you welcomes me. So how does that connect to 21st century Christian living? What can we do to be a church, as a church, to practice an authentic theology of welcome? The first thing to remember and to affirm is that little things matter. Small gestures of kindness and welcome are deeply remembered, and sadly, not so good ones can linger for a long time as well. We've become so orientated to believing that we have to be heroic, big gestures, the more the better. But no, small, kind gestures of kindness and welcome makes the biggest difference in the lives of people. And I really want to stress that the small acts are really, really important. Jesus says, whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of those little ones. And we often imagine discipleship as requiring huge sacrifices and entailing great feats. But at times, there's nothing more important than offering a hug, listening, offering a lift, phoning, those small acts of kindness. And as people walk through the door, those small acts of welcome. There is no such thing as a small gesture. Anything, everything done in faith is so vital. And the second point that I wanted to make is that sometimes these small gestures can be quite hard. A true theology of welcome invites without boundaries those who are considered strangers, those who are different, those who look different, think differently. And, you know, Richard mentioned those in his prayers of intercession. It sounds really simple, but it can be quite complicated and difficult. Sometimes it is really difficult to talk to strangers. I'm a very shy person, but I've had to not be shy, basically because of work, and to be able to thrust yourself out and talk to strangers, talk to clients, and you know, overcome that shyness. And it's something that's been acquired over a very long period of time. And sometimes being in a crowd of people that you don't know can be very daunting. And not only daunting for, you know, our younger members of the church, our children, but also for adults, because it is hard to talk to strangers. And it's something that, you know, you acquire by experience. Getting up and walking across a room and sitting next to someone who is sitting alone can be uncomfortable. Yet developing the theology of welcome is paramount even in such situation, because it is important that we speak to strangers. Now, I think we do welcome here at Sheldon Road really well. We heard Paul's testimony last week. We heard the lady's testimony just this morning. Sorry, I forgot your name. Pardon? Barbara. Yes. And the thing about the heart of house, I think the thing about the cafe style of having coffee first and then coming into the church has greatly reduced barriers that some people would feel. But we mustn't be complacent, and it is important to continue with that theology of welcome, and we must identify newcomers. But I also think, now some of you might not agree with me here, but it's also important not to smother people either. You don't know when someone comes into the church and worships God, you don't know where they're at. Some people simply want to have a time of silence, and you've got to be able to read the body language and not smother people. And I remember once again, we were in Norwich, and I went to a church. I went to into the cathedral for the early morning service at a time when I was feeling really gloomy. And it was lovely to sit in the cathedral and to experience God's love, but to also be a stranger and remain being a stranger. So we have to be very careful and understand that some people may want to come in and be with God and not be with people for whatever reason. Maybe they're feeling sad or they're feeling reflective. So it's a balancing act between being really welcoming, which is what we are here, but also not smother people or be over them too much. It's quite tricky at times. Being a welcoming people can be uncomfortable. For some of us, we can be outside our comfort zone, but it also can be transforming and empowering us to do Jesus' work and to do what Jesus taught us. And let's not forget the goodbyes. It's important to be a welcoming church, but it's also important to say goodbye. And I really liked it when we had an email recently from Linda as part of the Heart of the House, that you have people at the end of the service to say goodbye as well, because that shows that we care for people who come in, but also we care for them as they go out and we say goodbye. So it should also be a theology not only of welcome, but also, I don't mean goodbye and don't want to see you again, I meant goodbye in the sense of thank you for coming, you know, goodbye, and you know, if you'd like to come again, that's fine. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I hope I didn't misunderstand there. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, you welcome us all who come into your presence. May we reflect that same spirit through this ministry of hospitality and theology of welcome. May your light shine in our hearts this day. Remove from us anything that would stand in the way of radiating your presence. And as people enter this church to worship and praise you this morning, may we hear your voice and may we continue to welcome people. May our welcome reflect our joy at their presence. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you, and we ask your blessing upon all our efforts. We ask this through our God, who is the giver of all gifts. Amen.